We have a call from Brendan in Lakeside. Hello, Brendan.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
John, since Saturday, I'm a full-time bee farmer.
Lakeside? I didn't know we had a full-time bee farm in Lakeside.
Yes, well, our farm isn't where all the bees are kept, but I'm based in Lakeside.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, got you, sorry.
Since Saturday, we've noticed a large amount of bees dying off in the lake, in the Tokai, Constantia, Bergfleet area. So in front of our beehives, we're finding tens of thousands of bees dead.
Literally tens of thousands. I mean,
literally piles of bees. It looks like the hive has died and emptied itself in front of the box. And this is a big concern around what is causing this problem.
Is it something that you've experienced perhaps to a lesser degree before, Brendan? I don't know how long you've been in the bee farming business.
I've been in the bees for many years now. About 5 years ago, we had a lesser incident, and I was not able to get to the bottom of it. And this time, I'm getting calls from many of the small beekeepers in Tokai areas and in Constantia areas saying that there's just hundreds of thousands of dead bees dead in front of their hives.
Is there a theory? I understand that nobody can be certain, and I don't know how one becomes certain. I don't know whether there's any kind of forensic work one can do on dead bees that would give you an idea as to what happened.
Look, we're all collecting samples, and one can have the samples analyzed at quite a cost to try and get to the bottom of whatever's killed them. But it's definitely not a bee disease of any sort.
How can you be sure of that?
It's too intensive, the amount of killing. And there are no known diseases that kill so quickly and that show the same symptoms of just finding dead bees in front of the hives. It's very similar to pesticide poisoning that we would see in the farming areas if the farmers haven't adhered to their spray programs and sprayed while the bees are doing pollination of fruit trees.
Mm.
So we know it's not a bee disease. I've spoken also with some of the bee researchers, and they are definitely sure we haven't got some new bee disease, so that's not something to be alarmed about. And it's not a hunger issue, because the urban areas are full of exotic plants which do sustain the bees. Also, what's happened is it's a very quick we're seeing this phenomenon over a very short period of time, which makes me think that it's something very intense.
When, how long between visiting a hive and seeing something healthy and functioning and going back and finding tens of thousands of dead bees in front of that hive?
John, our hives have returned from their hard work of pollinating fruit flowers out in the farming areas to provide fruit for everybody. About 2 weeks ago, within the last 2 weeks, they were returned to their summer sites. So within the last 2 weeks, something has happened. The other beekeepers who called me, they were seeing it within 24 hours of it happening, as they keep the hives in their back garden. So they monitor their hives daily while they drink their cup of tea.
And it appears to be confined to the sort of the edge of the southern suburbs into the South Peninsula.
At this stage, this is all I've been able to ascertain. I haven't managed to get to any of our other apiaries out closer to Newlands Archery sites. I'm not sure of how far the spread is of this. But it takes us back to creating awareness, I think, for our honeybees and the pesticides issues and toxic runoffs into water systems and things which our bees need to also survive. So my call is really to create awareness and to other beekeepers to check their bees, I think, and we can compare notes and add it all together and see what the extent of it is and see if the city has been doing any control of any particular pest, possibly. I don't think it's weed killers, even though they are slightly toxic to bees. The extent of the kill is too much.
Yeah.
But possibly the city of Cape Town would like to respond also as to whether there's any monitoring systems on our water systems, air pollution. I can't imagine it's in the air. But if there is such a serious kill-off of the bees, one is concerned about the other animals in the ecosystems, and then also health issues to us.
Brendan, we'll try and get hold of the City of Cape Town. I'm not sure which department would be responsible for this, but we'll try and get hold of them. In terms of the medium-term, long-term impact, are these hives now never to be resurrected, or are there sufficient numbers of live bees there, or could live bees be brought in from other areas so that production at these hives continues?
John, normally what happens when we have a pesticide or a poisoning incident, then the first bees which are affected are the flying bees, which make up probably a third of the hive. So a hive is between 20 and 30,000 bees. You're looking at about 10,000 bees, a bit of a thumbsuck figure, but because some hives are larger than others. Often it will knock all the field bees, being the flying bees. It depends on what the exposure of the rest of the hive is to the pesticide, whether the bees have gone into the hive and be in contact with other bees and spread and share their load of whatever they've brought back, whether it's contaminated nectar or pollen or what it may be.
Very interesting, Brendan. No idea what the answer is, and I don't know if anybody listening. I mean, people are speculating, obviously, around some kind of environmental pollution, but we'll try and get hold of the City of Cape Town and see.